guys. Kip Kreitzer for the West Point Football Report. We're back talking Army football, a big 49-12 win by the Black Knights over Rice down in Houston, Texas today. And just a great effort by the team, really helped by turnovers and a freshman quarterback for Rice who really struggled in his first attempt, a player with a very big high school reputation, but first time in and just did not fare well. And do we have Coach Munkin on the line?
Ken.
Do we have Coach on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Coach, how are you? A big win for your team. You got the turnovers early that you were looking for. How did you feel about how the team reacted to the opportunities to get those turnovers early?
Well, they helped us out some. They threw us the one and they dropped the ball on the ground on another. We ripped a couple out, and I was really proud of our guys for going after it like they did. And we made them count. When we got those turnovers, we got points, and that was the difference in the game for sure.
And certainly a big day for quarterback Ahmad Bradshaw and fullback Andy Davidson, both having big running days. How did you feel? Did you feel like they took advantage of the opportunities and executed the ball, the plays well when they had those opportunities?
They did. I thought Ahmad played a really good football game. He made good decisions and ran the ball really hard. Probably the one play he'd like to have back is the interception he threw. There were probably some other decisions he could have made there and thrown it to somebody else or pulled it down and run it. But hopefully we'll learn from it. It didn't cost us. So he had a good game. All the B-backs did. I thought those guys ran the ball really hard.
And your defense was making plays. John Boyd had a big play that caused a fumble. Also, I thought Gibson had a big play on a fumble recovery. How did you feel like the defense was doing generating those turnovers?
Well, we needed that. We had gone three straight games without a turnover. So I guess, like they say, when it rains, it pours. And a lot of them came our way. And I was really proud of the guys.
Okay. So, Coach, I want to thank you. Hey, just want to mention what a great job it was by the team and the equipment staff bringing supplies down to the folks down in Houston. That was a great job by the team.
Well, we were proud to do that, and that's what we're built to do here is to serve others, and I was proud that those guys did that.
Hey, thanks, Coach. We'll see you back in New York very soon. Have a safe trip back. Take care. And that's Army Coach Jeff Munkin calling in from Houston, and we had a chance to visit with the coach. Appreciate his time, and he gave us a little bit of insight. The team is really now shaping up well for going into the season 4-2. And certainly where they might have wanted to be, they all feel like they let one get away down at Tulane. But certainly an opportunity for the Black Knights now. They have two home games and one game on the road. And certainly a good win for them. So looking again at the stats, Army 377 yards, Rice 346. Army rushing for 368 net, 200 for Rice. Net passing, Army 9 yards, Rice 146. The commentators are kind of looking for Army to try to open up on their passing game, but it's just not what they do. They're quite happy to take those 368 yards rushing the ball and work on that basis. Looking at some of the other stats on third down conversions, Army converted fourth down four times. Rice converted only once on fourth down. But a lot of things were very similar. But again, stats don't tell the story of the game except for the one big stat. One interception and five fumbles lost for Rice, and Army took advantage of that. We talked a little bit to Coach Munkin about it. Really neat to watch. Younger players got a chance to play late in the game. Let's just go over some of the stats on the game. And again, it was a 49-12 win by the Army Black Knights to go to 4-2 on the season. And of course, 49-12 is the final. And just going by the let's go to the scoring summary. First, Army got off to a lead on a 48-yard interception return by Max Regan, and PAT by Blake Wilson was good. And then after that, a 3-yard run by Ahmad Bradshaw with a PAT kick by Blake Wilson. And just going back to a few more thoughts about that. The first a touchdown obviously came on the interception by Max Regan, but then the second touchdown came after a Ken Brinson interception. Ken Brinson, the outside linebacker, they said during the game, by the way, he had a 4.07 grade point average. He is a tremendous student, chemical engineering major, and he balances football and top flight academics that are listing his course load or a typical day. Which on the day they mentioned included two labs. Ahmad Bradshaw finished that drive with a 3-yard TD run, Blake Wilson kick, and then soon after John Voight caused a fumble, Kel Walker a 23-yard run for the touchdown, Blake Wilson his third PAT of the game. Then in the second quarter, Kel Walker capped off a 67-yard three-play drive with a 8-yard touchdown, Blake Wilson, PAT. And then soon after, Army got the ball back, and a beautiful pitch play for 48 yards, Ahmad Bradshaw to Kel Walker, 48 yards. And 35-0, Blake Wilson, PAT. 35-6, Gore, a 22-yard run off a 49-yard drive after a long punt return to midfield. Manuel Zappa scored for Reiser, a lone touchdown of the day. The point after was blocked. A 75-yard drive by Ahmad Bradshaw made it 41-6. Point after touchdown by Blake Wilson. So that capped the scoring. Two late touchdowns by Army. Actually, one late touchdown by each team in the fourth quarter. Army scored on a 1-yard rush by Luke Langdon, who capped off a 75-yard drive. Then a 58-yard pass for Rice, Jackson, Tyner to Aaron Cephas, two-point conversion, failed. So that left the final score at 49-12. Army wins it. So a big win for the Black Knights, and they will enjoy this one. They'll have a happy flight home to West Point tonight and start getting set tomorrow. They usually practice on Sundays. We'll have to see what Coach Monk and how they schedule it, but they'll get back late tonight. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were out having a practice tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be up there during the week to talk with them a little bit about this one and then also what they're doing following up after the game. A good win. We have some interviews, pregame interviews. Actually, we talked to John Voight this week. Cam Jones we talked to. We also had an interview this week, as I said, with John Voight, and he kind of talks about how he's been providing leadership to the team. But just going to be a great sense for Army getting through the first half of the season, 4-2. It's about what they would have hoped to. I think 5-1 was kind of their stretch. Obviously, they didn't really go into the Ohio State game thinking there was a significant chance of a win. They would have had to catch, I think, an unusual circumstance of injuries to Ohio State to have won that game. But hopefully Army is going to get healthy. They got two very good teams coming in. Eastern Michigan is vastly improved from when we saw them a few years ago, which I remember that one game. An Army became kind of Terry Daggett's highlight reel of his career. A terrific game. I think that was a game he scored five touchdowns. It was just kind of amazing. Remember Ben Holden talking a lot about that one. And otherwise, I think we may move to go to Facebook Live and try a little Army football talk there. So again, the final score tonight at Rice in Houston, Texas, was Army 49-12, a big win for Army. They go to 4-2 on the season. So anyway, we'll catch up. You can catch more on our page, West Point Football Report, on Facebook, and also go to on Twitter at Suns Legion Radio. We'll have more Army football coverage next week. Also be on WVOX on Monday with our 2:30 to 3 o'clock show. So again, for Suns American Legion Radio, this is Ken Kratzer.